Good afternoon. My name is Demir Hooker, and I am in the 8th grade at Academy Pro. I love reading and playing sports, especially basketball. I'm so excited to be attending Shorecrest Preparatory School next year under Trustee Endowed Scholarship. Today, I have the honor of introducing a dedicated, inspiring, and truly compassionate woman, Miss Elise Minkoff. Miss Minkoff was born in Indiana, but her family moved to the Tampa Bay area when she was just 10 years old. She's been soaking up the sunshine ever since. She studied law at Stetson University and has dedicated her life to serving others, especially families in need. Ms. Minkoff works for the Pinellas Housing Authority, where she manages 12 properties, 65 employees, and helps provide housing for over 8,000 people every night, including 3,000 children. She loves her job because it allows her to give back to families and find stability, hope, and opportunity. When Ms. Minkoff was my age, she dreamed of being a horse trainer. Even now, she loves spending time on her family's farm, driving tractors, fixing belts, and getting her hands dirty, proving that being fabulous isn't about being perfect or refined. It's about heart, hard work, and helping others. Ms. Minkoff is a proud wife and mother. Her husband, Tommy, is a retired circuit court judge, and both of her sons went to St. Pete Catholic and then onto the United States Naval Academy. Ms. Minkoff first learned about Academy Prep during our early days, through her work with the Junior League, and through her dear friends, Ben and Carol Fisher. She has been part of our extended Academy Prep family since the very beginning. Please give a warm welcome to someone who has lifted up thousands of families while staying true to her own, Miss Elise Minkoff.
Isn't he phenomenal? And I understand your mother is in the audience. If she could please stand and we can recognize her. I'd like to thank Demir Hooker for the kindness he showed me when I came to tour Academy Prep. In talking to Mr. Hooker, I learned of his deep, deep passion for sports and his keen interest in studying medicine. So hold on, world. Mr. Hooker is in the house. He expects great things for himself, and Academy Prep is there to support him all the way. Thank you to Academy Prep and the sponsors today for this incredible honor and for allowing me to share it with four unbelievably talented, gifted, and committed women. To Ben and Carol Fisher, thank you for introducing Tommy and me to Academy Prep. In the house today is Pinellas County Housing Authority Commissioner Chloe Fireball, Executive Director of the Housing Authority, Neil Brickfield, and my spectacular colleagues. Thank you for attending. And to my wonderful, wonderful, and we've been doing fundraising for 20 years, friends, committed group of volunteer friends. May we continue to never say no to service or to friendship. Finally, to my husband, Tommy, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being a part of this incredible journey that we call God's gift of life. I could not do this without you. My background is in public service and volunteerism, so briefly this afternoon, I'd like to speak from the heart about the power of public service, the gift of volunteerism, and the impact that we make, not always in the grand gestures, but in the steady, intentional acts. I want to talk about ripples. Imagine a still waterfront. Imagine tossing in a pebble. The moment it touches the water, the ripples spread. Soft at first, then wider, then reaching further than we can ever expect, and sometimes we can't even see how far the ripples go. Public service is what we do at the Housing Authority for those 8,500 individuals. That is a pebble. Volunteerism, which you'll hear a lot about today, that is a pebble. Every act of service, whether it's a policy written in an office, meals served by volunteers, or a mentor sitting beside a student, creates ripples. And those ripples change lives. When we invest in children, we are not just helping one person. We are tossing a pebble into the water and watching those ripples spread. When a student at Academy Prep walks into that school, they carry a spark. A spark. But when they walk out as a graduate, they carry momentum. They carry the ripple. That one student might become the first in their family to attend college. That student might return to Academy Prep or our county as a teacher, a doctor, a leader, or simply someone who lifts others up the way they were lifted up. Their success inspires siblings, friends, and neighbors. One child's graduation from Academy Prep echoes across the community like ripples across the water. Those ripples don't happen by accident. They happen because you here today, show up. Because public servants, like my colleagues, care. Because volunteers, like my friends, believe in giving of their time and effort. And that it matters. Because people are willing in this room and across this county to invest in someone else's future. It's easy to forget in the middle of everyday life, meetings, emails, texts, long volunteer shifts. It's hard to remember that what we're doing here in this room and elsewhere makes a difference, but it truly does. Every backpack that's packed, every hour that is spent mentoring, every conversation that a child or a family has, and they walk away feeling seen, feeling heard, it all builds something bigger. So let us remember, we don't need to create waves to make change or to create change. We just need to toss the pebble. We just need to start. You all are the pebble. Academy Prep students are the ripples. And together, we are the tide. Let's keep showing up. Let's keep believing in the power of service. Of the power of giving our time, of giving hope, and let's keep creating ripples that last for generations of Academy Prep students. Thank you for today, and thank you for this tremendous honor.